You're back with the chick seeing, and we just heard from Kurt Darling, seeing on all the TV screens and in our studios right now that the markets have stopped trading because there was such a sharp decline at the opening, 2,200 points.
Okay.
Yikes. So that rate decrease that Trump was talking about yesterday in his presser did not have the intended impact on the markets, and we're just going to have to see what happens. So don't look at any statements.
Yeah,
just everybody stay calm.
Just, like, watch the Love Boat reruns on TV or watch all that Netflix that y'all got going on there.
Just don't do anything drastic, okay?
Just watch the TV.
And just call and the don't Singer watch, Financial Group.
Don't watch the news. Just watch, like, old movies. A lot of rom-coms. You can get them. That's what I would recommend. Rom-coms.
Or you could go to YouTube and watch highlights of Joe Biden's town hall, which took place over the weekend. Guys, I know obviously this is radio, so we can't show you the video. And it's so much better when you see it, because if you imagine a virtual town hall where he is on camera, there is a camera pointed on him, right? Mm-hmm. And he's supposed to be addressing the world into that camera, and instead he's talking into his phone and also moving out of the view of the camera.
So he doesn't know how to do it.
He's walking around, he's talking into the phone, answering the questions from the town hall, but completely forgetting where he is, because mm-hmm. this is what he does. Here is what that sounded like.
Being the public option, providing for the additional funding that would provide for no hidden bills, et cetera. And I can get it done, I can get it done quickly, and people will be covered. But even I can't do that for another year between now and November. What? Or actually January.
What?
But to be covered. Which means that they can't build any factories or anything within 1 mile of the estuary of the Delaware River and the Atlantic Ocean and the Chesapeake. And so the whole point of this is that we can do a lot to deal with endangered species. And one of the things I would like to raise is that we have to deal with this on an international basis as well, because right now, for example, we have a thing, you know, Brazil has the Amazon is burning because they're trying to clear the Amazon in order to make money in agriculture.
I know.
What is happening?
It was just this rambling, nonsensical. And keep in mind, while he's saying those things, he's moving off camera.
Okay, is it okay? I probably shouldn't even say this on the air. I may get fired for saying this. Do you think that possibly he's he's taking a medication where sometimes he does really well in certain cases, and then other times maybe he's not taking the right medications, or maybe he's just not he doesn't have the right amount of sleep or something, like, because we know that he has problems with his mental faculties, right?
I mean, I think that's safe to say.
I think it's safe to say, right? Like, I'm not saying anything out of turn, like saying anything that's mean at this point, right? Because we know, we've seen him say he fumbles. He
to put it
grasps.
Mildly.
He's having issues with the mental stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not being mean, because I kind of feel like he has the dementia. But there are times, like last night, I think he was a little more focused because there wasn't an audience, mm-hmm. because he had just one person with him.
And there weren't squirrels to divert his attention.
Exactly. And perhaps he is maybe on like a medication or something where maybe he can focus at certain times. Maybe.
I don't know enough about medication for those sorts of things to know how that works.
I don't either. I don't know about that particular ailment, where I don't know if there's like something that can help him focus, but I know that there are people who take like ADHD medication or yeah. something where it can make them focus more. So perhaps, I don't know. I'm trying to surmise like what it could be to make him more focused at certain times than others, or maybe it's just luck of the draw.
Or maybe it really does boil down to not having those distractions right in front of his face. Mm-hmm. Because even at a virtual town hall, he probably had his team, his mm-hmm. campaigners, you know, yelling out questions or bringing him questions, or, you know, just in general, it's being a distraction.
That's a great point. And the technology was something that he's just not used to dealing with.
Right.
Yeah.
As was very, very evident.
Mm-hmm.
And also, while that was going on, you, Bernie, had yourself a fireside chat.
I love those.
I know you do. And you had a bunch of people in your living room, and there were well over 100,000 people who watched.
It wasn't in my summer camp. which should be a great place for a fireside chat. Has a really big fireplace there at the summer camp. I have three homes. Did you know that?
I did. And you're gunning for a fourth, clearly, because you're constantly,
I'm asking once again.
For your financial support.
So
in any case, they're trying. I think he did a better job. Bernie did a more effective town hall or fireside chat or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have to deal with technology. He wasn't holding a phone. He was sitting next to a person who was moderating, essentially. Yeah. So it worked out better for him. But meanwhile, even though last night at the debate, it does seem like Joe Biden has just sort of adopted a lot of Bernie policy ideas.
And he says the exact same things that Bernie does.
Right.
Right after he says that.
Right. And then Bernie's like, wait a minute, I've been saying that for 12 centuries.
Yeah. And I also just said it 30 seconds ago. Right. Oh, what are you doing?
And then he's like, I'm glad that you're on board now, but here's the deal. You are a major flip-flopper. Mm-hmm. And I actually thought it was an effective strategy on Bernie's part to do it that way, to say, Biden may be saying that now, but look what he said, you know, 3 weeks ago, or 2 months ago, or whatever.
Yeah, he's right. He's absolutely right to do that.
Both of them said, if the other is nominated, they will back them, they will campaign for them, they will come and rally support behind them. So they were both very magnanimous about that. However
is a big however.
The Bernie bros are already saying all over the Twitter machine that they have zero intention of getting behind Joe Biden.
They
will never vote for him, they're saying, even if that means that they know they're letting Trump win a second term. They're, for example, the Henry Williams, the executive director of the Gravel Institute, told The Post, and I quote, "We will never boost or support Joe Biden or defend his abysmal record and terrible policy positions. We will tell people, as we always have, to vote their conscience and to make decisions based on the interests of all the world's oppressed people. I do expect a massive exodus from the Democrat Party."
I mean, couldn't you see this coming?
Yeah.
Could you not see this coming? They got screwed again, man.
Yeah.
They got screwed. This is totally fixed. Everybody can see it for what it is. Hello?
Yeah. Yikes.
Do you blame them?
I totally see why this is a thing.
I mean, they're all freaky freaks, but I mean, do you blame them? I don't blame him.
No, I don't blame him either. And it's so pathetic, really, for Joe Biden to all, because yesterday he tweeted too that he was adopting a policy from Elizabeth Warren. He mentioned it last night during the debate, and policies from Biden from Sanders, as if to say, look, I'm extending olive branches everywhere to all of the other supporters that may not be on my train right now.
Yeah. Listen,
get on my train.
Just because we fix this doesn't mean I can't like take some of your policies. Look what we're doing. Isn't that nice of us, even though the establishment totally rigged this again.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to extend. Give me a break.
You don't get to do that.
Yeah. And the people aren't buying it. I mean, these people are not buying it.
Yeah.
And they won't. So we'll see how that turns out for him.
I don't see a lot of people moving over to Biden from the Bernie camp. Just not seeing it.
Yeah. Mm-mm. All right. We got to talk coronavirus.
Yes. And we're going to be doing that every day from here on out.
Heretofore.
Heretofore and forth with.
Probably for the next
Probably
for the next 6 months.
We're going to be doing that at around this time, each hour of our show starting today. So we'll get you all the latest on coronavirus. Next.
Coming up. You guys stay tuned.